The gospel reading today, we hear about the beloved disciple of our Lord receiving our blessed Lord's mother as his own, taking her into his home. And we have to remember, first of all, that in St. John's gospel, St. John's name is never used. He is simply referred to as the beloved disciple. And the reason why he's referred to as the beloved disciple is because it's not just about him. It's about you and me as well, anyone who is a beloved disciple of the Lord. So he did that on purpose, to be able to open that up. And so we have to then place ourselves at the foot of our Lord's cross. That is a place where many of us do not like to be, because we recognize, of course, the suffering that that entails. We recognize all the struggle and the pain and everything else. The fact is that it doesn't matter how much we try to avoid the cross, it finds us anyway. We're all going to have to carry it. But the difference has to do with our disposition. Are we willing to carry the cross? Are we willing to be crucified with our Lord? Are we willing to be there at the foot of the cross? And we think about what happened with the majority of those who followed him. Yes, there were a group of women who stood a ways away. The apostles, other than St. John, all ran away and locked themselves in a room. The others weren't anywhere to be found. You had our Blessed Lady. You had St. John. Had St. Mary Magdalene. Our Lord had very few who were willing to actually go with him to the cross. Tragically, in 2,000 years, that hasn't changed much. But if you talk to any woman who has given birth, she can tell you all about the pain that is involved. And then with a big smile on her face, she will usually say, "But it's worth it, because look what you get out of it. You get a baby." Look what St. John got, our Blessed Lady. Because he was willing to go to the cross with our Lord, because he was willing to open his heart to be able to participate in our Lord's passion, that open heart was able then to receive the greatest gift that our Lord could give, his own mother. And she became essentially his. Nothing has changed. If we are willing to go to the cross, if we are willing to be there with our Lord and to participate in his passion, if we are willing to open our heart to what is really happening there on Calvary, we receive the exact same gift. We receive our Blessed Lady. We receive all of the love of God that is poured in to one person. Now understand, of course, what happens, just as we can talk about what occurs in baptism when we are incorporated into Christ, and then in Holy Communion, we receive our Lord into ourselves, so we have that exchange that happens. So too, remember at the moment of the Incarnation, well, the split second before the Incarnation, Our Lady was willing to open her heart to receive us, to say yes to the angel. Remember, as we've talked about many times, the saints tell us she had to conceive in her heart before she could conceive in her womb. And in her heart, she didn't conceive merely the person of Jesus, the physical person of Jesus, as she did in her womb. She received the mystical person of Jesus in her heart, and then received the physical person of Jesus in her womb. You and I are members of the mystical person of Jesus Christ. So Our Lady was willing to open her heart to be able to say yes to us. And I suppose we could look at it then and say, there at the foot of the cross, in the midst of her suffering. There's where she gave mystical birth. And thankfully, as only a mother could, she could actually look at you and me and say, it was worth it. Look what I got out of it. Yeah, go home and look in the mirror. Look what she got out of it. Heck of a deal. Thankfully, she's a mom, because they can look beyond all the other nonsense and they can look right at the heart. So she did that for us. And so all we're doing is loving in return. If we are willing to go to the foot of the cross, to be there with our Blessed Lady, to open our heart, to unite ourselves with Jesus, with what is happening there, then we receive exactly what happened, opposite of what happened at the Incarnation. Our Lady received us, and now we receive her. In receiving her, we receive our Blessed Lord. The two of them cannot be separated. That is the gift that Jesus wants to offer. Yes, he's offering us himself, but he's offering us his mother. If we are willing to be with him, to go to the cross with him, to be there at Calvary with him, and to open our heart, because there from the cross, Jesus will look at the disciple whom he loves, you, and he will say, behold your mother. And then it can be said of us that we opened our heart and we took her into our own home.